אתם עם SBS בעברית.
I'm an Israeli director. I'm a director of mostly documentary films. And you have my film, the film that I directed, Mrs. G, for your screening in the Jewish Film Festival in Australia.
Dalit, who is this mysterious Mrs. G?
Mrs. G is Mrs. Leah Gottlieb, who invented Gotex, baby food factory, the famous baby food factory. There were times when people didn't know where Israel is on the map, but they knew the name of Gotex.
I know that she came as a refugee. She came from Hungary after the Holocaust, and she settled in Tel Aviv. How did she come about producing or establishing a factory for bathing suits?
Well, actually, she and her husband planned to make a factory for raincoats. But unfortunately, in 56, when they started the factory, there was no rain. And she was living in Yafo. She looked outside the window of her house, and what did she see? She saw sun and sea, and very, very ugly black or gray bathing suits. And she decided, well, the raincoat business doesn't go so well, so I'll make bathing suits. And she started to make bathing suits like never ever have been made before. She made them colorful, and she started to make resort bathing suits, which means she made the bathing suit and the pareo and the skirt to match it. All this style was not invented yet in the world. She was the first one that invented it. And especially the colors, which were very unique, very colorful, very bright. And she made it on Lycra. And she made it like a genius. And she was all over the world in 20 years. She was the most famous bathing suit factory all over the world.
I know it was a very important export for Israel, because even in Australia, I know in Sydney, we certainly had the Gotex shop. I'm not sure if in Melbourne. And I was fortunate enough to go to the shop there in Sydney in Double Bay and pick up Gotex directly from Israel. What happened? What happened to her?
What happened was that although she was, as I told you, she was a genius in making the bathing suits, and she made postmodernistic bathing suits before the word postmodernism was, all over the world. She took a fabric from the materials from Gauguin, and she put it on the bathing suit. She changed the color, and she was inspired by many artists. This is something I emphasize in the film, that she didn't save the money. She in her mind was only the designing. She didn't think about the cost. And after 20 years of huge success, she had to sell the factory, unfortunately.
We are talking to Dalit Kimor, director of Mrs. G, an interesting documentary about the life of Mrs. Leah Gottlieb that established Gotex. And you can see the movie within the Jewish International Film Festival. It is screened within this festival around Australia. And you're listening to SBS Radio, Shalom Australia, broadcasting with Nitza Lowenstein. Dalit, what else can you tell us about it?
One of the things that I emphasize in the film is the conflict of motherhood and businesswoman. And just think that, we're talking about the 60s, the 70s, and Mrs. Leah Gottlieb, without blinking, chose career over motherhood. She wasn't a great mother, and this is also, I'm talking very politely now. And she was competing with her daughters. She was, her ego was first. She was not a good mother, but she was a tremendous workaholic and came above everything else. And we have her daughter talking about it, and it's actually very sad. But I also want to say, as a woman, as a modern woman, I think that if she was a man, this whole subject wasn't so elaborated like it is in the film, because there are many men who are career people and career oriented and don't spend a lot of time with their children and their family and are not such great fathers, and nobody says anything about it. right? But if you're a woman, and especially at these times, it was a great conflict, and everybody had something to say about it.
What were the main challenges for you making this movie?
First, one of the challenges was not to make it... The first challenge is not to make it boring. Because when I started the film, when I started making it, I only had a lot of beauty shots, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, the same shots. How much can you see? I mean, the models are very pretty, but how long can you see bathing suits and dating suits? And a bunch of people talking to the camera that used to work with her. This is not something that you can make a film from. You have to be very creative. And I used her methods to be creative in the film and, you know, not make it boring and make it funny and make it lovable, the people we want to see. So I had to, you know, make it in my head. Look at her life story and make a film about it, like drama, you know. And the other challenge was not to put inside the film because, you know, I could make another film from what is outside the film. A lot of gossip, a lot of things that you have to draw a line and think, well, this is yellow, I'm not putting it in.
You didn't mention Mr. Gottlieb.
Mentioned him in the film. When they started the factory, he was responsible of finance and he was responsible of the styling. But as times emerged, actually she put him on the side. She took everything. She was the boss. She decided about the finance and about the styling as well. He helped her, but she was the dominant part.
It will be very interesting to see because she was very important in the 60s and 70s and in the 80s in Israel.
Especially in the 80s, especially in the 80s and the beginning of the 90s. In the beginning of the 90s, she was considered the best swimsuit maker all over the world. She got a lot of prizes. She was at her top. And unfortunately, when she was style-wise at her top, she had to sell the factory.
Dalit Kimor, director of Mrs. G, thank you so much. And you can see Mrs. G at the International Jewish Film Festival.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.